Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and I should say good evening, and welcome to Angel Antics. I am so thrilled that you are here with us tonight. I am excited to be here. My lovely, lovely co-host, DC Love, is with us now. Hi, DC. How are you?
Hello, Eileen. I'm just so thrilled to be here. This is one of the most exciting parts of my week. I love connecting with you and helping others. And I believe we also have Ryan. He's with us as well.
Yeah, I do see him down there. I'll pull him on here in a minute. It is the most exciting part of our week. It is wonderful that we've been sharing this time together, and I'm just really excited for this up-and-coming year. I really feel there's a lot of energy coming in, and I just have this feeling, and so I look forward to, you know, a lot of people coming along with us on this journey of light. Some energies are just really going to be breaking open here in the next 3 months or so. And I believe as that happens, people are going to be reaching out to us, needing our help. And this format that we have here on Thursday evenings at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, we're able to allow our guests to reach out to us and try to get their own answers from their angels. So with that said, I would like to also introduce Ryan. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Angel Antics. Thanks for being one of our hosts tonight. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I am truly honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Sure. You add to our show. It's nice to shake things up. Throughout the years, we've had guests come in and, stay with us for a while, and other guests, you know, come weekly. So we've had a variety of choices. We had a wonderful, wonderful friend of ours, David Matthew Brown, that was with us for, how long was he with us, DC? About 6 months or so, huh?
Yeah, I think around that time, yep.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
And of course, when we started this network here, Sacred Embers, we were working with Elijah Anderson, who is has his own company called Holy Semantics, and is also another amazing healer and just an amazing person to be around, as well as David, and now our new co-host with us, Ryan. So, Ryan, would you like to tell everybody just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a spiritual energy healer. What I do is I'm a channel for the higher dimensional spirit realms from the seventh all the way up to prime source. And what I do is I heal people from the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual planes, and anything from depression to anxiety to ghost attachments to anything that hurts a person who needs to be healed, I can help them with that. So it's about helping humanity and bringing humanity.
Sharing that light and spreading it around and, you know, doing what we can for others. But I just have this feeling that coming up here in the next year or so, a lot of people are going to be reaching out more and more. And so I'd like to tell our guests that we're here for you. Each of us individually do private work. So you're always welcome to meet us or greet us on Facebook and reach out to us for any type of healing sessions that we'd be able to provide for you. Both DC and myself have also worked together on healing people. And so, but any one of the three of us is always open to that. So just, you know, make connections with us on Facebook. And if you would like a personal private healing session, connect with one of us, and we would be happy to provide that for you. So, DC, it's been a while. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
I don't know if that's good. My journey's been a little crazy, as you know, Eileen. So
Yeah.
I'm just going to give them, you know, just a little bit. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel. I'm a healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance, as well healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, but every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we have been together ever since. It took me quite some time to realize that the connection I have with Joan is really a divine connection, and it truly is. She's left this beautiful door open, and others from the other side have walked through it. They've shared that beautiful space. It has given me access to the most fascinating, yet ironic, mixture of divine source. And it has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these beautiful, life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Good evening, everyone, from DC Love.
Oh, that was nice. I don't have anything prepared to do this. Just to let you guys know, this is Eileen Powers. I have been an intuitive since I was a small infant, recognizing more and more as I got older, when I was in my, you know, junior high school ages, I used to perform different kinds of spiritual activities with my girlfriends, doing healings and meditations, and basically, you know, doing meditations often, like hypnosis is storytelling, and I was a great storyteller. And through my journey, I have progressed. I am now with DC. We are both Reiki masters and teachers in the Sakim and Asui method. So we both have our masters in two different methodologies. I also practice Kunlun Neigong, as well as several other practices. And I am currently working on some group classes in Reiki, but can also do private classes online. And so, anyway, I really didn't have anything prepared. I just thought we'd throw ourselves out there, throw ourselves under the bus, and just let you know that I'm here. I've been doing angel card readings for over 5 years now, and have just been so honored at the clear and concise messages that I get through them. Often when I do readings, I will see someone's loved one, although I don't call myself a channel. Definitely do channel quite a bit of energy through, including people that have gone before us. And so that's who I am. With that said, though, we have a pretty full show here. I've got quite a few callers already on the queue, and I am always thrilled with that. Every week is always just a little bit different. Some weeks we start out slow, and by the end of the show, I can't get to everybody. And tonight we're starting out with a good list, so we know to move on just a little bit faster with our readings. And so my first caller I'm going to take, and they are from the 613 area code. 613, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, you're speaking to Donna.
Hi, Donna. Welcome. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, yeah, so I've been seeing a man named Chris for the past few months. I'm just wondering if you see that continuing.
All right. Well, let's see what the angels have for you. DC,
okay.
Would you like to
start out? Yeah, I'll start out. Donna, you know, good evening, and thank you for calling in. The angels are asking that you just, you know, keep your thoughts and emotions on what you're desiring. And I'm seeing a beautiful, loving relationship, you know, with someone for you, okay? And I'm getting that, you know, it is going to deepen.
It's going to deepen with Chris.
I'm getting a thumbs up, but it's going to take work on, you know, on your side and on his, hon. I'm getting is it sort of like casual right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to, you know, it can intensify, and I'm getting, like you said, a thumbs up. But I'm getting that, you know, there's going to be a little bit more effort needed. So I don't know if it's on your side or if it's on his side, Donna, but I'm getting, you know, make sure that you have open communication because that's really important.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting there's going to be new beginnings around you. So you're going to be letting go of the old, which is good, and, you know, you're going to be moving into the new. And I also see Archangel Raphael around you. Now, Archangel Raphael, as you know, he's, you know, the angel for healing, but Archangel Raphael can be called upon as well, you know, when you want to have that relationship that you have presently, if you want it to move forward, or if you want to, you know, if you don't have a relationship and you want to find a soulmate, he's there for you as well. Okay? So please make sure in the meantime that, you know, while you're waiting for this to deepen, that you really are loving yourself first. You get up in the morning, you go in the bathroom, you look at yourself and you say, Donna, I love you. You know, you are lovable and, you know, you're worthy of the love that you're looking for because you truly are, Donna. Okay? Getting, you know, if this is going to be the one, because I'm getting in your future, I see like in the future, there's going to be a commitment. It could lead to marriage. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this relationship is going to be very stable, and it's going to have the emotional security that you desire. Okay? And the person that, you know, that you're connecting with is going to want to, you know, really have that beautiful bond with you and, you know, maybe, like I said, you know, wants to be married, okay? But I'm getting a casual relationship is going to take a serious turn, okay?
Okay, that's good.
So you've just got to make sure that you're loving yourself first, though, Donna, okay? You've got to make room in your heart, and you've got to make room in your physical space, believe it or not, for someone to enter, okay? And you've got to have equal balance between all areas of your life, including love. And I'm getting, you know, this is your time to express yourself, follow your heart, and I'm getting, like, all these little hearts around you, so love truly is in the air for you. Just go with the flow. And be open to what comes your way, Donna, okay? And that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful, DC. Ryan, would you like to go next?
Yeah, hi, Donna. How you doing?
Oh, good, thank you.
Good. Just scanning your energy field right now. My spirit team is focused on your fourth chakra. There's not much more I can add to what DC said, other than the fact that it's neutral right now. So, and that interpretation in my mind means that you're looking for some guy to kind of, for lack of a better term, schmooze you, knock you off your feet. You're looking for this man to come forward and say, you know, just blow me away, knock my socks off. So, and you should expect that because you've got a heart of gold, and you know, you deserve that, and an ice cream. So, you know, wait for that to come, and you know, don't sell for anything than the best, and. You know, also your my sixth chakra, or your pineal gland, if you will, was slightly on fire a little bit. So don't ignore your mediumship abilities, okay? And you can use that intuitiveness to explore, you know, that's your bridge to the spirit world, okay? And use that to check yourself against these the men that you meet. Does that make sense?
Did you say don't ignore my? Did you say mediumship abilities?
Yeah, I'm picking up that your guides and your angels want you to develop your mediumship abilities. And I don't know what clairs those are, but I just picked up a slight hot spot between my eyes when you were talking, and when DC was talking, like, oh, what's that about? So I don't know if that resonates with you, but, you know, that's part of your intuition, you know, your channeling abilities, and maybe that can help you with, for maybe it's tied to your fourth chakra. So I hope that resonates with you. If not, I could be completely off base here, but you know, that's what I have for you right now.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm intuitive, but I don't know, like, to what extent, if it's just the normal amount that everybody is, but, or more than that, I don't know.
Well, and that's something of self-exploration that there's no owner's manual for that. That's where you have to meditate and listen to your guides and your angels every night and say, why am I here? What's my life's path? And how can I open my third eye up and explore that? For me personally, that took me a couple of years. That's not true. It took me many, many years to figure that one out. And so don't be afraid. Let it ebb and flow. As you know, DC and Eileen could attest to, probably, it's something that you have to let naturally flow out of you. If you force it, if you want to say, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know, that kind of stuff, it will come to you in good time. And just let it ebb and flow. And so I hope that makes sense to you. And don't stress about it, you know. Like I said, your right now your fourth chakra is neutral, but let this man smooze you. So
thank you.
I don't know if schmooze. Yep, you're welcome. I'm sorry. I don't know if schmooze is a word. With that,
all right. Thanks, Ryan. All right. Thank you for that. And Ryan is very, very right. It you got to do just what he said. And it does just take a daily practice, taking classes, being around other spiritually minded people, helps bring your own spiritual intuition up, practicing the art of listening to the messages that you receive and starting to recognize which is your monkey mind chattering at you and which is intuition talking to you. So it does take some practice, but everyone can do it and everyone can bring these powers up. But when it comes to your reading, what I have for you is you have not been bringing enough fun in. And you've been juggling, like, too many priorities, so on and so forth. You're very talented at multitasking, but you're not having enough fun. And in reference, you know, you were asking if this man Chris was going to, you know, stick around or, you know, is something going to, you know, flow forward. Well, what I have to tell you is you need to have more fun in the relationship. Relationships are meant to be fun. We have enough drama. We have enough seriousness. We have enough business outside of our personal relationships. So those relationships that we're in should not reflect that or as little as possible. But, you know, if they are, you know, everyday life and business, you've got to make sure that you get out and have some fun. Don't talk about serious stuff. Learn to laugh at yourself, love yourself enough to laugh. And so that's what I'm hearing is that you need to get out and you need to have some fun with this man. You have put a lot into this relationship so far. So, you know, in order to protect that and know that you're going in the right direction, like I say, you have to take the time to put in the energy and prepare yourself for any challenges. You know, if he's not in the mood or something like that, you're trying to lighten the load. But you've actually been putting a little bit too much importance on what can be instead of being patient and not getting caught up in the fear and worry, but just allowing things to be. And so I think that's kind of pushing away the fun aspect of the relationship.
I guess I do that because there's usually a bit of time, like a few weeks in between when we see each other. So in between those times, I think, okay, is he coming back? Is everything okay? So, like, that's why.
Right. So you get caught up in the fear and worry instead of being a person that you would want to fall in love with. Let's put it this way. If you stand back or you stand above yourself, hover above yourself like an angel and watch who you are each and every day when you're not with him, what vibration are you resonating? Are you resonating this beautiful person that's having fun, that everybody wants to be with, that's attracted to, you know, that people are attracted to? Or are you the, you know, Eeyore? Gee, I wonder if he'll call. I haven't heard from him. Oh, I wonder if he's seeing somebody else. And you feel like screaming, and it's hard. Instead, you get up in each and every day, and if you hear from him, don't worry about it. Instead, you're like, wow, I remember this Mexican food 10 miles from here. I am going to hop in the car, and I am going to treat myself out, and I am going to have a good time enjoying that food because it's one of my favorites. I deserve that honor, and I deserve to treat myself beautifully and gracefully. Come on, Donna, let's go. And you take yourself out, and you treat yourself well. And the next time before he comes over, you go out the day before and you buy yourself some flowers and you bring them home and you put them around your house because you deserve them. You're a beautiful person. And in order to allow other people to see that, we must treat ourselves that way. We should never treat ourselves less than the way we want someone else to treat us. We deserve that. Just like we should never treat anyone less than the way we want to be treated. It works both ways. So start treating yourself to the beauty and kindness that you are. Take yourself out and have fun. That way when you get together 3 weeks later, he says, oh, what have you been up to? You don't say, well, I don't know. Instead, you say, I went to this great Mexican restaurant. They have the best food. Not only that, look at the flowers I picked up. Aren't they beautiful? Be excited about life and show him your excitement about life. See if that changes things up in your how things are going for you. I'm also showing that it is really actually safe for you to be powerful within yourself. You know how to be powerful. You know how to love yourself. You know how to give yourself those benefits that others are not giving you right now. Treat yourself well. You really do deserve that. Also, I want you to, you know, ask your guards, guardians, your guides and your angels to come along and help you feel happier. There is an angel called Serafina, and she is the angel of families, and she is also the angel of happy change. So if you want to change yourself, your life, your family, which is family is the people you are around most of the time, whether they be blood or not, doesn't matter. They are family. But change your happy. Ask her to help you change your happy. And that will change your entire outcome every day of your life from this point on. And that's the message your angels want you to know. I hope that resonates with you, Donna.
Yes, it does. Can I just ask, do you have any timing as to when I may see him again?
No, I don't. What I see mostly here in your reading is not about him. It's about you and you getting in alignment with the true self of who you want someone else to fall in love with. When you become that person, whether it be him or someone better, they'll come around. So don't ask for just him. Ask for him or someone better.
Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm just not interested in anybody else, so I just want him, so that's why I'm asking about him.
Of course they haven't come into your space yet, because you're not actually, I mean, you're too worried in fear, you're seized in fear and worried about this guy.
Actually, you've got to work on that. Some that are interested in me that I could take up with, but I'm not interested in them, so that's all. So,
yeah.
So.
Right. All right. Anyway, well, thank you for calling, Dawn. Let us know how things go. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is from the 917 area code. 917, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, Dice, DC, Eileen, and Ryan. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I've applied for an apartment that I liked, and I'm just wondering whether, I would like to, I'm not sure whether I'm the first applicant, whether there's other people also applying. So I'd like to find out, do you have a feeling as to whether or not I will get this apartment, and if so, whether it's a good fit for me?
All right, let's see what your angels show up.
Okay, Ellen, the first thing that I'm getting is the angels are giving you a thumb up, and your beautiful, space is going to be very well balanced, and it's going to be very harmonious.
Okay,
so just keep thinking positive thoughts.
Okay, great.
I'm getting, expect to hear good news. And I'm getting, you've got to start connecting and following your dreams, Ellen. To go beyond, the space that you're going to live in, but also there's so much more to your life that's coming. You have the ability right now to manifest magnificence. And you've got to recognize your power and really connect with your destiny. And then I'm getting, you will have success. Okay?
Great.
Yes. And in the interim, right now, you've got to be careful for what you're wishing for, okay? You've got to make sure that your goals are aligned with, your highest and your best, okay? So whatever it is that you're believing, you are actually creating, okay?
Terrific.
So make sure there's no I can't coming out of your mouth. The I can's are good, but not the I can't, okay? And
yes.
I'm getting so much direct that beautiful energy to whatever your goals are, Ellen, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
And angels are also saying, Ellen, we're here. We're here for you. Call upon us. If you need a little help, no matter what the problem is, call upon us. The angels are surrounding you presently, and they're also helping you to achieve your dreams, but they're helping as well to achieve, to help you to heal as well, any part of your life that needs healing. And those angels, they don't hesitate to come to you when you call upon them, okay?
Yes.
So,
yes.
With the apartment and, even if you have like a problem with your automobile, the angels can help with whatever it is. So they're saying, Ellen, ask us and you shall receive. But you've got to ask. And they're waiting to bring all this magic into your life. So the angels are working behind the scenes, to make sure that this is the best fit for you apartment-wise. And they're saying, Ellen, you are a light worker. You're here to spread love and light to others. And just know that you are surrounded by, angels. And I see an entourage of angels around you. And realize you, like everyone else, you are perfectly imperfect, Ellen.
Wonderful message. Thank you.
Okay, and that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Ryan and Eileen.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
All right. Ryan, would you like to go?
Yeah. Hey, Ellen. How's it going?
Terrific. How are you, Ryan?
I am fan-damn-tabulous. I got two words from my spirit team, and don't take this as a negative here, but worrywart. and I got a metallic taste in my mouth, which leads me to believe, and I'm just going to add on to what DC is saying here, your throat chakra is clogged up, and that's due to, you have to speak your truth, okay, Alan? And you have to, my upper jaw muscles got all tight and clenched up. They're like, ugh, I had to crack my neck a little bit because learn your ability to speak your truth, and you're a beautiful woman. You have a heart of gold, and it's okay to do that. And don't be afraid of what other people think of you. And I'm just going to quote an old quote I used to quote a long time ago, what Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, and I'm no repeating myself here, but what people think of you should be none of I screwed that one up already. What anybody thinks of you should be none of your business. So in other words, make sure that you don't just say, ooh, so relax and I shouldn't be saying that to be a worrywart because I grew up being a worrywart, so I know that's I know what that's all about. It's worrying about something that you can't control. Give it to the Lord. Give it to God. Mm-hmm. Because when things are out of your control, give it to God and let the universe take care of it. Don't drive yourself to the ground because that's not going to serve you. That's not going to help you out. So speak your truth, drop your shoulders, relax. I have some tension in the back of my neck, which I'm sure you're kind of picking up on your energy field right now. Drop your shoulders and say, you know what? Guess what, guys? I am who I am. I'm going to speak my truth. But when you don't do that, that's when your shoulders start to tense up and you feel like, and you start getting angry and your teeth start clenching and you're like, you know, and you're like, but I want this so bad. I want this so bad, but I'm not getting it. And just relax and say, everything will be as it should be. Everything, the universe will not let you down. The universe will not let you down. You are loved more than you can possibly fathom, Alan. You are loved more than you can possibly fathom. There's no way that the universe is going to let you fail, okay?
No, I agree. I have felt very protected over the years. I feel like, I agree with you.
So, do some meditation, take some Epsom salt baths, and ask your angels and guides to kind of get your throat chakra cleared and balanced. It wouldn't help to do the rest of them, by the way. But speak your truth, and the teeth punching and the grinding is a symptom of that. So it doesn't serve you to be angry all the time and then hide it. Just say, hey, I'm going to call a spade a spade. And people will respect you for that. You know? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that resonates with you.
Thank you, Ryan. I don't think of myself as being angry, but...
Well, maybe angry is not the right word. Maybe I picked the wrong adjective. Maybe it's just... But there's a tint of a negative energy there. Maybe angry... Yeah. I misspoke. Maybe it's not angry. Maybe it's... there's a certain passion there. There's a... Boy, oh boy.
No, it's okay. Maybe it's just the word and maybe I shouldn't get hung up with the word. It's kind of a negative thing. And I do agree with you, and I have to work on that. Yes.
Yeah, perfect. I'm sorry. I don't have a. I only speak one language. That's English, and I'm not very good at it. I'm not one of those. I never made it past the second round of spelling bee in third grade. That's where I'm at. So I don't have the eloquence of the English language, so thank you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan. Appreciate you giving Ellen a reading. This is Eileen. And Ellen, what I have for you is that you've been feeling a little bit weighed down too much with your responsibilities lately. And part of it is that you need to delegate a little bit more. Ask for help. People don't know you need help if you don't ask for it. I mean, if you just kind of hold it up inside and, you know, don't want to be bothersome to others, you know, the lack of not getting things done is actually bothersome to others. They would rather have you reach out and ask for help, let them assist you, get whatever's on your palate cleared up, and then everybody can move forward gracefully. And so just know that you know, you need to make the choice to ask for help sometimes. You just don't need to take on this whole world all by yourself. But I also do see that what you really, really want, if it is this house or, you know, this apartment that you've applied for, that what you really desire really will come to fruition. So keep up the work. Keep positive. Vision yourself in the home. Envision yourself seeing where you want to be and moving towards what you want. Because good news really is going to be on its way. And it's going to bring you to a place where you just feel super, you know, just at ease and at grace. Make sure that you review all the details of the contract before you step into it. You know, just make sure that everything in there is fair and objective, because it might not really quite align with what you think it is. There might be a few hidden clauses, but make sure you read through that legal paperwork. A rental contract is legal paperwork. So I'm showing that there might be a little confusion there. So read through it carefully with detail. I'm also getting, for you personally, that Archangel Michael is surrounding you, and he's giving you courage right now because you have been wanting to make some changes in your life, not just in the space of where you're living, but you do feel that that's going to change a lot for you. It's just going to change the energy. It's going to bring you to a new environment, you know, renew, refresh, revive yourself. And so know that this change really is going to come about, and it is going to help you work on that. And you can ask Archangel Michael, sit in his energy and ask him to help you with your life purpose. Have him show it to you. Have him bring you forward on a path. Ask him to help make things in motion stay in motion. Ask him to help put things into motion. And know that also you have the angel Serena around you, and she is the angel of abundance, and she wants you to get everything that you really hope for and have the faith that it is coming your way. You will receive either money or positive information, but just know that other powers are really in charge right now, and they are making things happen for you. So have faith that things are going to come your way. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Oh, it does, Eileen. Thank you. I love talking to the three of you. You always give me such encouragement.
Wonderful. Well, that's part of what we're here for. Sharing the light is not always about, you know, just answering questions. Sharing the light is, you know, helping us walk on our paths as we help you walk on yours. It's mutual. So thank you for being here with us. We really appreciate you supporting the energies here and sharing your energy with us today. Thank you so much. It is just brilliant.
Thank you. Thanks again. Good night.
Good night.
All right, have a good night.
Good night.
All right. Then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The next Yes? Ryan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just wanted to let you guys know that I do have to leave at 8 o'clock tonight, so I don't want the callers to be caught off guard by that. So I've got about 20 minutes left before I pick my kiddo up from gymnastics.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us know, and we'll just kind of keep an eye, and when it's around that time, we'll work it through. Thanks for telling me. Appreciate it. All right. Our next caller now is going to be from the 708 area code. 708. Welcome to Angel Antique. May I ask what your name is? Hi.
Hi, it's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, DC.
Kitty, it's you. I should have known that. Oh, my goodness. I have to say, I just saw this this beautiful dove fly by, and then there was a woman in spirit, and she was trying to get my attention. I'm like, who could this be for? The troublemaker, the biggest troublemaker, Cindy, of course. So you have a woman in spirit, and she's very strong-willed, Cindy. Very, very
she's
strong-willed.
Very well.
And she's very strong-willed. It looks like you, but older, her face. I mean, the same expressions and everything. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, my mother.
And she's saying, I'm here and I'm with you. And Cindy, she's saying that, you know, she's always near you, you know, especially when you need her. And you feel her presence. She's saying, you feel my presence.
Okay?
And she wants you to make sure that you follow your divine path, Cindy, okay? Whatever's going to make you happy. She wants you to, you know, have happiness. She wants you to have joy. And she wants you to live the life that you truly have dreamed of, okay?
Okay.
And as you follow, you know, the path that you're supposed to be on, there's going to be so many miracles coming your way. Okay, so she wants you to focus on your strength, okay? And don't, you know, don't get distracted. She's saying, Cindy, don't get distracted, okay? And no matter what's going on, she's saying, I'm here for you.
Aww.
Okay? You have to thank her because, like I said, I don't get that, like, so often, but, I mean, like, things are, like, flying all over the place here. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen, Cindy. And
aww.
With that being said, I have to tell you that you're at a time now where you're the powers are coming in, Cindy. You're going to have very powerful, powerful insights at this time. So make sure that you pay attention to the signs that you're getting.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm getting there might be something like emotional, like an emotional situation going on with you, and it's going to provide a lot of insight. Okay? You might receive from your mom and others on the other side because I not only see your mom, I see a gentleman standing behind her, and I also see a beautiful angel at your side, honey, okay?
Okay.
So just know at night when you're, you know, in that dream state, they're coming to you. I don't know if you're realizing that. Try to be a little bit more aware. And if you get up, Cindy, have a journal next to you, and whatever you can remember, please write it down, okay?
Okay, well, I asked
because
Joel
you're having
for Valentine's Day.
Yeah? Awesome.
And he started teasing me. He goes, I don't think my girlfriend upstairs would like that. And then he started laughing. He doesn't have a girlfriend. He just likes to mess with me like that. But I think he's saying, yes, he's going to go.
Awesome. And I'm getting, you know, that's beautiful. And you are creating the life that you truly deserve. So watch what you think. Watch what you say. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, every day say, you know, today is one of the best days of my life. And, you know, say it and mean it, okay? So I'm getting, like, in regard to the situation that you're thinking of, you have to be a little bit more patient and understanding, okay?
Okay.
And, again, the angels are just like they're saying, you've got to watch, Cindy, because if there's too much passion too soon, the relationship can't last, okay?
Okay. Well, I've been taking it slow. I haven't been pushing him at all.
Yeah, it's got to be nurtured. It's got to be nurtured. You can't be too hasty. Okay?
Yep.
So physically, you know, like, you're thinking about love, but spiritually you're having an awakening, okay?
Okay.
So make sure that you have balance, you know, between your physical and your spiritual life, okay?
Okay.
You've got to honor your body. You've got to accept, you know, who you are right now, exactly as you are, okay? And then you're going to move forward, and there's going to be some healing that takes place, Cindy, okay? As well, you're going to have an energetic release. This is the time for you to clear your energy of any kind of emotional, spiritual, or physical blockages, Cindy, okay? Because your energy right now is sort of like, it's all like mucky, it's all clogged, okay? And when that happens, it actually can cause you to be confused, have physical pain, or get physically ill. Now, Eileen mentioned earlier, like, a salt bath is a wonderful way to clear your energy, okay?
I'm going to do that tonight. I already had that planned.
Okay. Well, see, this call was meant to be. You're going to feel lighter. Your mood is going to be beautiful. You're going to have more energy. And the blocks that are in place are going to, you know, they're going to move to the side. And you are going to receive what you desire. And the angels are saying, Cindy, open your arms wide right now to the miracles that are waiting for you, okay? And I'm also getting, you have to release emotions that are within Cindy because they're bottled up in you, okay? You've got to, you know, there's something that you're holding within. Let it out. Are you drinking enough of water, Cindy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay, because
I am a little bit thirsty. I'm not, like, overwhelmed, but I'm a little bit thirsty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I have for you, and your mother's behaving right now. So I'm going to turn the airwaves over to Ryan and Eileen.
Thank you, DC. Love you.
Me too.
All right.
Hi, Eileen.
Hey, you Ryan?
Ryan, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I would say all in all, as I'm reading your energy field here, you run a tight ship spiritually. The only weakness, I don't want to call it weakness, but for lack of a better term, your sacral chakra. I picked up some chronic's not the right word to use. Heartburn, indigestion, which is related to your creativity or sexuality. So it's basically building upon what DC said. Just, you know, I don't know what more to add to that because she pretty much nailed it. I picked up on exactly what she picked up on, but it has kind of a domino effect that goes up through all your chakras, and it especially affects your heart chakra. So, you know, trust your intuition, and you know, I would just recommend that you trust your intuition and count on what makes you feel good in your heart. So that goes to your heart chakra and say, you know what? Yeah, that makes sense. That resonates with me. And you know, take it from there. So, I'm just going to throw this out there. Have you had an attunement yet on your chakras by chance?
No, I haven't. And I know I need to clear them because the man in question that lives upstairs from me is my twin flame, and we are getting very close.
Yeah,
so I know I need to clear all of those. But I do meditate every single night. I listen to binaural beats. I listen to, what's that one about the child, releasing those childhood fears?
There are several methods and tools for that. The inner child, the childhood fears.
The inner child healing.
Yeah, the whole Ho'oponopono. There's different ways of doing that. And Dr. Henlu is a good. There's some YouTube clips you can do. 15 minutes. It doesn't take long to do that. But yeah, I would. I would work on getting your seven chakras spinning and balanced. Again, it can take much because, like I said, you're pretty much running a tight ship spiritually. You just have some little hiccups here and there, little bumps in the road. It's nothing you're shattering, Cindy. I mean, you're golden. I mean, you really are. You're not a hot mess like me. So.
What do you mean I'm running a tight ship? You mean I'm doing good? Spiritually, is
that
what you're saying?
Yeah,
I meditate just about every night.
I'm saying because as I scanned your energy field, I'm not picking up
any real from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, I'm not really picking up anything, any red flags. It's not earth shattering. So that's what I meant when you're running a tight ship. It's like you got your ducks in a row. You're doing okay. Do your meditation, all that stuff. I think you're in tip top shape. You just have a little kinks in the armor. I wouldn't sweat it. Just you know what I'm saying.
Things are working out for my twin and I, and I'm just getting so excited. Today I saw him, and I start getting real anxious around him. I'm like, oh my god, I don't know, can I handle this?
Well, and you know what? And then getting this that you're the feeling from you, the highest vibrational frequency is love, and laughter is love, and giddiness is love, and you're so there, Cindy. You're so there. It just, and I can feel that in your fourth chakra. You're just like, you're getting a little schoolgirl in a candy shop. You're like,
I know.
You know.
That's how I feel. Little kid in the candy shop. I have my choice.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I meant when you said you're running a tight ship spiritually. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Wow. Keep up the good work.
I just have a feeling we're going to be together this spring or summer.
You are a master manifester, okay? So keep it up. You go, girl. I didn't say that
out
loud.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
I've been working hard for many years waiting for him.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan, for giving Cindy that reading. We appreciate
it.
Now, I have a little bit for you now, Cindy. And part of that is that there is going to still be some challenges that are going to lie ahead. But just know, just like you just said, you've been working on this for years, just know that the fruits of your labor will come through. You can, you know, they are protected and you are being cared for and taken care of. You've really manifested this bright future really through your own hard work, being creative, keeping a positive outlook, and partnering with others who share who you are and your dreams. So just know that you really have made great progress. Now, you know, Ryan is really seeing your chakras as clear, but if you wanted to do something that works really quickly and easily is I've taught it here. I've gone through it here with everyone on the show many a times, and it's called a rainbow meditation. So if you just jump on your YouTube where you pull up those binaural beats and so on and so forth and go to the top to the search and just, type in chakra rainbow meditation and see what pops up and pick one. I'll tell you, it's really quick, really easy. I do it without I don't need to pull up a YouTube to do it. I love to do it outside. And so what I do is I start at the base and I look for something red and I go through each of the colors of the chakra. I absorb it with my eyes or if I can't find the color, I absorb it in my heart space and I place it into the area in which, whether it be the base, the sacral, the dantian, the heart chakra, throat, whatever, and I place that color into that space so it allows the wheels to spin because chakra means wheel. They are spinning wheels, and by keeping them in the right balance, they spin at the right pace. They're like wheels in a cog. You have, like a clock. You have different cogs of different sizes, and basically your chakras are very similar to that. That's why they spin at different rates. They don't all spin at the same rate because
that
cog.
Yeah, right now, and I see it. I'm gonna download that and put that on my MP3 player and listen to it tonight.
There you go. All right, perfect. So a couple other things that I have for you that really do look pretty positive, and that is the angel Daniel. And the angel Daniel is an angel of family and marriage, and he really is assisting you right now moving forward in this new relationship. But you can get a little bit confused and a little bit indecisive, and thinking that you don't, you know, is this right? Do I have enough? Am I getting this right? Am I messing up? Am I doing too much? Doing too little? What am I doing? So, you know, take it back. Scale it back a little bit. Be more authentic with yourself. Like I told the other caller, you know, be who you are. Make sure you get out and you do activities, different things, buy yourself flowers, so that this person has a desire that, wow, I really like that person. They're outgoing, they're fun, they know how to do things. That's the kind of person I want to be with. So it's, and you know, one of the problems that most of us have is we are that person. We get out, we put ourselves out there, we're feeling good about ourselves, we meet that other person, and then as we work, you know, we drop into these relationships, we start allowing ourselves to fall back into our own rut, to be, you know, a little less outgoing, to sit around and watch TV more because you're holding hands with this person. But they didn't, they really fell in love with that outgoing person, so don't stop being that. It's okay to share those intimate, quiet times too, but make sure that you stay true to who you were, stay true to the person that they wanted to meet, that they wanted to spend time with, because nobody wants to spend time always, you know, just sitting around doing status quo, watching TV, making dinner, doing dishes, making batty eyes at each other, and going to bed. You know, people
right.
want excitement in their
lives. He's a very active person. He loves to go out and do things.
Right. So if you don't have your own activities and all you have to talk about is the ones that you do together, then that's going to get a little bit boring too. So what I'm saying is you need to continue to be your own person. Get out and do your own things and be who you truly are, true to yourself. And so
okay.
that when you come back together, that you have new things to talk about that he was not there, he didn't see. That you have stories to tell. Everybody loves a good story, so that you have stories
right.
to tell. So does that make sense, Cindy?
It makes absolute sense. What is this anxiousness I'm getting all of a sudden around him? It's like I get real shaking, and oh, I just love him so much. I know that, but I'm just wondering why I'm getting so anxious around him now.
Well, I think what's happening is what I'm seeing here is realizing that your thoughts are starting to control rather than you being in control of who you really are. And so that
mm-hmm.
goes back to what I just told you. You go out and you be the person that you are, resonate with who you are, be true to yourself, and that will stabilize your own emotions. If you are waiting in your apartment to watch him walk by, to see him go up the steps. Oh, you're waiting for his car to pull in. Oh, you're waiting for this. Oh, you're waiting for that. Oh, my God, maybe I'll run into him in the hallway. Wow. Doesn't that sound like anxiety?
Yeah, but it's different. Like, around him, I'm just, like, amazed.
But that's the thing. That's the thing is you're creating that anxiety within yourself. And so you're anticipating what can be instead of living in the moment, being who you are, true to yourself, and being that authentic self. When you get anxiety like that, anxiousness like that when you're around him, it's that part of you that, you know, you're you know, trying to be something that he might want you to be rather than just simply being your authentic self and being comfortable in your own skin. It's about being comfortable, knowing yourself well enough to be comfortable in your own skin. Does that make sense? Because that's what I got
sense.
For you.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you very
Love
much,
you,
all of you.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Love you all. Thank
uh-huh.
you so much.
Let's call. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now our next caller, scroll up my queue here if I can find that next number. Well, I think I might have lost that caller, so we will move to that next number. Hang on, sometimes it's a little hunting back around here. Oh, there we go. There's the one I was looking for. Three 315, welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name? 315 area code. Welcome to Angel Antics. Hello. Well, let's put that caller back on hold and see who else we have. Let's try this one. Eight oh five. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And who am I speaking to?
Hi. Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. I want to say something real quick, which it is about 8 o'clock, Ryan's time. Ryan, are you going to be taking off from us now? Uh-oh, maybe he already has. All right. Well, you are going to get a reading from DC and myself tonight. Ryan did have to step out. He let us know that he was going to be doing that right at 8 o'clock. So, Teresa, do you have a question for us tonight?
I just want to say hi to you and hello to DC. It's been a while. I
yes.
keep getting these little notices.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Well,
how
good.
Are you
guys?
Well,
oh,
how about if we just
great.
Give you a little reading?
Huh?
How about if we give Pardon? You a bit of a reading since you're here?
That would be great. You guys, just tell me what you see for me and my kids. It's been a while since we've spoken, but I just want to know what you feel.
Okay,
all right.
Great.
Let's Teresa.
The first thing that I'm getting is I'm getting there's going to be a beautiful new journey in your future.
Yay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you're thinking about, you know, moving for, you know, your living space or there's going to be something business-wise, but this is like huge energy. It's not a small move, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to get a lot of divine signs. You're very, you're very intuitive. Connect, you know,
uh-huh.
with that beautiful aspect of yourself. And
yes.
there's going to be a lot of blessings coming your way.
Mm.
But I'm getting to reset also. Bit resistant, okay? And you've got to open yourself mm-hmm. up to receiving. You're going to be surprised with all these positive changes that are coming in, and they're going to come into every area of your life, okay? Don't be afraid.
Okay.
The angels are with you. Let them, you know, help you to take that first step. This is going to be a magnificent journey.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if you're looking for, I'm not sure if you're looking for love, but I see little hearts all around you, okay?
No, I'm
and
really
the angels
not
are saying,
looking.
Okay, well, these little hearts are around you, so don't be surprised. And the angels are
okay.
saying, you know what, it's time to try something new, something exciting. And,
okay.
you know, just, you know, be really ready to, you know, embrace all the change that's coming your way, because it is going to be change for the better, Therese, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, this is a beautiful time for you, and you've got to surround yourself with, like, beautiful things. And the first thing the angels are handing me is a beautiful piece of rose quartz. I don't know if you have that, but it would be beneficial, you know, if you don't, to pick up a beautiful piece of rose quartz. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your family, mm-hmm. they love you and they support you. The angels are showing me such a harmonious family.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to seek out your truth, Therese. And don't let others influence you, okay?
Okay.
Be a truth seeker is what I'm getting. And I'm also getting the angel of talents is coming in. You have this special talent, and it's very unique, and it's something that you have that, you know, the world needs to really, you know, embrace. So I don't know
okay.
what it is, but, you know, you've really got to, you know, feel this and, you know, let the angels help you to really express that beautiful talent.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, you know, like finances, like, they're sort of like, almost like a little test, like with finances right now. Try to
yeah.
remain optimistic and move forward a little bit slowly. And
okay.
you've got to realize, like, you know, the seasons never stay the same. They do change. So everything is going to change. If you're going through a hard time right now, you know, just know that it's not going to be forever, okay?
Okay.
And you can get through this. You know, you've got to take that leap of faith. You've got to move ahead, stay determined. And you're going to see, you know, it's going to be beautiful. You've got to sort of think outside of the box, think unlimited, and you are very creative, and these are the things, allow those, you know, creative thoughts of yours to just flow, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, the money issues, they're going to be resolved shortly, Therese. You've got to, you know, you've got to know that, you know, you're in control. And
okay.
If you don't have, like, a plan, like, make a plan, but never, ever give up, okay?
Okay.
And you could write, I'm getting in, let's see, N-E-G-U, never, ever give up. So to write that on, you know, whatever you're, you know, that you see daily, but never, ever give up, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, there's some kind of creative endeavor. It's going to pay off. Your finances are going to improve. There's these beautiful four-leaf clovers all around you. I'm getting also a friend may come in and help you, but you are going to have good luck around money.
Oh, wow.
So there's no reason to, you know, to be, you know, worried like you are. And I'm getting, you've got to realize working, you know, long and stressful hours is not the best way to go, okay? I'm
yeah.
feeling that you need a little bit more rest. And you've, you know,
okay.
you've done what you're supposed to do and everything. And I'm getting it's going to pay off for you, hon, okay? Stay grounded.
Okay.
You are having some challenges, but they're not going to last forever. And this is the time for you to truly, truly think about your life path, Therese. And you've got to make a decision, okay?
Okay.
So the angels are saying, please see yourself where you want to be. Not where you are presently, but where you want to be.
Uh-huh. It's so hard.
Okay,
sometimes.
Focus on those long-term goals. Okay, so I'm getting, you know, I keep getting the word decision. There's a very, very big decision. You've got to reassess your goals. You know, you've got to think about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's only a couple minutes a day, focus on what you truly desire, Therese. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And
what do you see for work?
Okay, what was that, hon?
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to ask, what do you see about where we are currently living?
Okay, well, I did see, like, a lot of movement, so I feel, are you thinking about moving?
No.
No? Okay, so
no.
It's either going to be, like, a big career change, then if you're not thinking about moving. Because it's usually when I get, like, that big, you know, like, rush of energy, it's either, you know, movement of the physical location or you're going to have a, you know, a very, very, you know, good job that you're going to.
Well, I have involved myself in a natural oil business.
Okay.
Holistic.
Well, that's awesome.
Uh-huh, it is awesome.
That's
we're making
very,
a lot
cool.
of We're making a lot of changes in our personal lives. It's causing us to go without very harsh chemicals. You know, we are becoming, like you said, very grounded and being very natural, very real. And that's where my focus has been going into this oily business.
Good. And I'm getting, you know, like you're connecting with your power. The universe stands behind you. And that personal power that you have, it is so, so powerful.
It's
showing me like Niagara Falls, you know?
Yeah.
When you think of your power, think of Niagara Falls. Like, do you see how powerful that water is when it's flowing over?
Yes. Madly rushing.
And you have that same power. Okay. And you're psychic, and I feel like your psychic, you know, abilities, they're coming in even stronger.
Oh, wow.
And now is the time to really connect more psychically, okay?
And to do that would help to meditate more. I ever have a really
hard
time
meditate. Well, you know what? Meditation takes on many forms. You can listen to music. You can go for a walk. You can just, you know, sit and breathe. There's, you know, there's so many different things that you could do. It's not, you know, a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, okay?
Okay.
But just, you know, expect everything to work out well for you. Be confident, you know. Be optimistic. Be enthusiastic. Keep that positive attitude. And I see beautiful things coming your way. Beautiful, beautiful things, Therese.
Okay,
you're doing a great job. And I'm getting, Ginger's coming in. She's saying, hi, Therese. And she's saying, girlfriend, you're going to have big money. It's not chump change coming your way.
Now who is this person?
No, it's Ginger. She's saying, Ginger, my dog Ginger, that transitioned last July, not this July, but she's coming in and she's saying, Therese wants you to know that you're going to have big money. It's not chump change, okay?
Great. Oh, yeah. Yay.
Okay, and that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. It was so wonderful talking with you.
Very wonderful talking to you, too, girl. I miss you. I love you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I miss you and love you,
too. All right. Well, what I have for you, Therese, just really, you know, goes along with exactly what you said you're doing. And that is that you need to embrace your true purpose. This beginning of this new adventure is just an amazing path. It is one that you've actually dreamed about, making changes for yourself and being on a path of purpose, and trust yourself. This is your path of purpose. You've chosen very, very well. And you should be very proud of yourself. It really was the time to take action. It is time for you to be fearless and happily pursue that most treasured dream for yourself. This has created this amazing career opportunity for you, and you need to just relish it in the gusto and just know that this is fabulous. Know that within that, though, and being zealous and being open to all of this, you still need to be a little bit cautious. And that is about actions. Make sure that you choose wisely. Make, you know, meticulous attention to detail. And you know, make sure that your actions as you move forward are wise, that they're the best, you know, possible with the highest integrity of your choices. This gift that you're bringing, you know, this oil in is really a kindness to others. And so, you know, you have to do the action must be wise and considerate as you move forward, which I'm sure you already well know, but that is what they're, you know, telling me to tell you. So whether it's something that you've thought about yourself, and they're just here to reassure you that this is your place and what you're supposed to be doing. Utilize purpose is also in this business, you're going to end up being involved in the communication. So in order to get this off the ground and so on and so forth. So don't allow any insecurities in communicating with others or feeling that maybe, you know, you don't have a business degree, so you don't really feel you can do this. Well, yes, you can. You just have to trust in yourself. Ask Archangel Gabriel to help you. Archangel Gabriel helps with communication. And so also she represents the flow of the water. And the color blue, light blue. So by invoking Archangel Gabriel and looking at the light blue color and considering the throat chakra and asking for her help in communicating with others, especially the evening before a business meeting or something like that, you know, to kick this off the ground. But she's there with you. She's absolutely willing to help you, be by your side, support you in your truths, and also in your speech and what you need to say. There is, you know, this new business is actually a romance for you. It is going to become very intimate in your life, and it is reigniting the passion of your purpose and who you are meant to be. So be open to really giving and receiving the love that is flowing through with this endeavor, because that is very important, and be grateful. The power of gratitude brings so much more to us. So continue to be very, very grateful. Now there is something a little bit further down the road, and I do have a feeling it's going to have to do with the business, because everything here shows me that that's what it's about. And it's going to be something that you're going to be indecisive about. And the reason is, you know, you can't make a decision if you don't have enough information. So do your research. Even if you have to seek out expert advice, pay for it if you have to, whether it be talking to a lawyer or whatever.
But before you make a decision, make sure that you seek out advice, because you personally, going into this situation, you don't have enough information. So you need more information to make a positive decision for yourself and your business. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonated.
It does. How far down do you see something like that happening?
I'm not real good with timing. I'll just flat out admit that because, there's so many things that can change between now and then. It is not immediate. All the other things I gave you was, like right now, this is what's happening to you right now, da, da, da. So I would say this would be a little bit further out, maybe a month, 2 months, three at the most, something like that.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And Therese, your grandmother is coming in. Your grandmother is coming in, and I smelled this beautiful fragrance. I mean,
ooh,
it was amazing.
Ooh,
your grandmother, she was a wise woman, and she wants to give you the wisdom that she has. So she's reaching out her hands to you, so please connect with your grandmother.
My grandmother.
And you know what the smell was? She's saying the smell is myrrh, and that's connected with Mother Mary, the myrrh.
Uh-huh.
And that's the smell I smelled. It was beautiful because I don't smell it unless Mother Mary is here or if I go to a healing mass, and it just was overwhelming. And she wants you to affirm that I am creation. I am creation, okay?
I am creation, okay.
And with her hand, she's going to help you to reach out to the universe, okay? And she wants you to honor the beautiful mother that is within yourself, as well as others and in all of life, okay?
Okay.
So,
honor,
I don't know. It was your grandmother's, all I'm getting.
My grandmother. My mother's mother?
The grandmother. I just got grandmother, and she represents the beautiful divine feminine. She was very, very wise, and she's trying to bestow upon you her wisdom. So she wants you to go back to your roots. And that's what I have, But the myrrh is an incredible, incredible smell.
Okay, I've been rubbing my quartz too.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you, DC, for adding that. We appreciate it. All right. Well, I hope that helps. Give us a call soon and let us know how things are going with your new business.
I promise you guys I will. Thank you.
Perfect.
Oh, thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is from, let me go back up here. Kind of got quite a list here still. All right. My next caller then is going to be, if you keep jumping around, dropping in, dropping out, we're just going to grab one then. Two 267, welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name?
Hi, my name is Donna. Nice to talk to you.
Nice speaking with you. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a little bit of a rut. Well, not really. I'm pretty spiritual, like getting out, doing things and stuff. But it just seems like I'm not doing too much. Like the people in my life, as far as in the romance department or whatever, I've been friends with someone for 3 years now, and we've been talking on the phone.
Let me interrupt you. Hey. Let me interrupt you because we have 10 minutes left, so you're not going to get a reading if we don't need a big story. What we need is a question, and so that we can direct the angel to that question.
Okay. Do you see a friendship turning into a relationship?
All right. Perfect. Let's see what they have for that question. Do you see?
And I got a big yes, honey. That's what, the answer is yes, okay? And there's mutual feelings between the two of you. And you've got to let that trust, to just let it develop, okay? You're going to feel complete. You're going to be happy. And it's going to be wonderful. So just take it slow and let it develop, okay?
Okay.
You know, see, you've got to visualize the happiness that you want to feel, okay? Expect to have a beautiful relationship. It's going to last.
You've got to take care of
You've got to take care of you, hon. You've got to be clear about what you're expecting. You've got to set some boundaries. You've got to be honest about what you're feeling, and you've got to stay in the present moment, hon. That is what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Okay.
Thank you, DC. And Donna, I also see a true love coming your way, and this will be a lasting love. But the choices definitely need to be made from the heart. So just know that really is coming your way. There's some stress from having too many things happening at once. You've been pretty successful at multitasking, but sudden events can make things change. So take time to take a deep breath and trust that everything is happening for a reason. So what you need to do is remove yourself from any of the negative emotions from others and focus on what is right for you. Don't allow what isn't right, focusing on what comes from what frightens you or what worries you is not going to manifest what you want. So you just need to remove yourself from those types of people and just put yourself in a positive light. And that's when victory is really going to come your way and the things are going to come to fruition. But I really do see a happy change in your family life. I see that, that this love is going to come into your life. And the last thing I actually have for you is, do you have a special bond with animals? You need to make sure that you spend time with animals, because I see you really have a really special bond with animals. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. The person that I talked to that I'm friends with all the time, I didn't know if it was going to become a relationship. He has a very, very strong, extremely strong bond with animals. And yes, I do too. I'm allergic to cats, but I like my dog.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for coming in, Donna. We really appreciate it. We're going to try to grab up at least one more caller now. Let's see. I've got someone here from the 863 area code. 863, welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a quick question for us tonight?
Yes, thank you. My name is Julia, and I would like to ask about a true and lasting love coming in for me.
All right, let's see what we've got. Real quick. DC?
Yes. Yes, Julia, this is DC. I'm getting a thumbs up from the angels, okay?
Okay.
So you're very enthusiastic. You're very optimistic. And that's beautiful. That's very alluring. It's very attractive. And you're going to connect with a very successful and confident individual, okay? And just let that, let that help you, okay? But I'm getting, you've got to watch, because at times you can sort of create, scenarios, and you're sort of doing like a little bit of self-sabotage, okay?
Okay.
So get out of your own way and keep yourself, in a positive mindset. Let yourself evolve. Let yourself succeed. Because if you don't, that's where pain comes in. And you're not meant to stay where you are, Julia. You're meant to grow. You're meant to, evolve and expand, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to, see yourself and your life in different ways and keep moving forward, okay? And the reason I'm giving you this message, you're probably thinking, why is she telling me this? There is something amazing that you have to share with the world. Don't hide it.
Ooh.
Don't make excuses. If you do, you're going to miss out on something amazing, okay? So
Aww.
Let go of the
Thank
fear.
You.
Allow yourself to step into your greatness. You're truly amazing, okay? And just use your imagination. And when you do anything, it's going to be possible, hon. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you. That was really beautiful. I really appreciate that very much. You really took
Eileen,
my heart right. with that. Thank you.
Thank you, DC. And what I have for you real quick, Julia,
is that you've actually had some really powerful intuitive epiphanies come your way. And part of this is allowing yourself to let go of a lot of worry and fear that you've had in your life and understanding the truth of your own situation and who you are and who you're becoming. So set aside any concerns for now, because you solutions are going to come through practice of meditation, getting out, relaxing, maybe even getting a bit more sleep than you normally do, that, you know, a little extra 15 minutes, go to bed 15 minutes early for 5 nights. It really surprisingly makes a difference for even that little bit. But you've kind of been focusing on that worst case scenario, and it's being allowed to grow out of proportion. So don't let problems that are small become big ones because of the way you think about it. Everything in the world is really how you feel about things. How you feel about things comes from how you think about them and what comes from that. So take your time to, you know, find a practice of well-being, whether it be meditation, yoga, some type of spiritual growth would be really good for you right now. Focusing on the third eye and just breathing into that will really make a difference. But I have, you know, I see somewhere along your path, you really are to bring peace and tranquility to the youth, and working with younger people, it is actually part of your divine purpose to work with young people and, you know, give them your support, your gift. You have a gift of working with young people. It is actually part of your divine purpose. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you both so much. I'm glad you were able to fit me in. Thank you. That was a wonderful message
we're trying.
From both of you.
All right.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Weekend, ladies.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye. All right. Do we want to do one more really fast?
Yeah, we could do one really fast.
All right. I have 954. And who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Mary. Thank you for taking the call. I'd like to see
You're
when
welcome.
You see... When you see my financial situation starting to go upwards.
All right. Let's throw that out there and see what the messages they have for you.
Okay. I'm seeing money coming your way, hon, okay?
Oh. Really?
And it might be money that, you know, that's going to be more than you could have expected. I see maybe even like a large purchase that you're going to make, okay?
I'm trying desperately to get money to buy a new car.
Okay, well, I feel like you're going to get that money. Okay, and my dog Ginger is coming in. She's saying, girlfriend,
what?
You're a money magnet. Feeling it, okay?
Oh.
You're
what?
A money magnet, okay?
Oh,
so
really?
You're going to have success, leadership qualities. Start feeling that success and, you know, you're going to have what you want. I'm getting, you know, there's unlimited opportunities for success, okay?
Do you know where this money's coming from?
So live
from?
In an attitude of gratitude. Live in that attitude of gratitude. And that's what I have for you, Eileen.
All right. What I have for you, it's time to go after your dreams right now and do something that really expands your horizons. Let your own creativity in this situation take flight, because it's going to, as you do, it's going to bring you brilliant success. And that freedom is going to bring you in the direction of what you really want. You've been a little bit distracted, so what you need to do is see the magical opportunities that you have in life. Don't be discontent with life. Everything you need has been provided for you. You just have to see the positivity of it and take it by the horns. You know, taking someone or something for granted isn't the way that we move ahead. Instead, appreciate them and knowing, you know, that's what we want. Now, whether it's people taking advantage of you or you taking advantage of others, I think they're taking advantage of you. But find the magic in your life. And that you'll end up with the desired outcome. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry it was so quick, but at least we tried to get you in. All right. I want to thank everybody for coming. I really appreciate being here with you, as I do appreciate being here with my co-host, DC. And also, we want to thank Ryan for having joined us tonight. Did have to take off a little bit early, but that's okay. His energy was here, and he was amazing.
We really appreciate him. And I want to tell everybody, I love you. And thanks for joining us. I love you, DC.
Oh, and I love you too, Eileen. God bless. It's just been an awesome, you know, hour and a half together. And I just look forward to it every week.
I know.
Ginger is writing out a check. Eileen, Ginger is writing out a check, and she's saying, guys, there's a universal bank. Everything you need is in that bank. Maybe because it was the lady that wanted, you know, the car. So she's saying, write out a check with a number that, you know, that you feel that you need, like, or you want. And there's going to be abundance coming your way, because you've got to really believe that you know, that the universe is going to honor that request. And you got to believe that the money is on its way. Okay, so the universe is unlimited, and it can gift you, you know, what you're wanting, if it's for your highest and best, of course. Okay, but you are worthy. Yes. You are deserving. It's your birthright. And you will be able to manifest things into reality. So Ginger is saying, guys, use your imagination and visualize, you know, that you're making this magnificent withdrawal from the universal bank.
Perfect.
And this bank
that's
isn't of
beautiful.
This world, Eileen. It's a spiritual bank. Yes. So she wants to tell everybody, everything that you need is there already. It's going to be delivered to you.
Right.
Okay.
You just
so
have to believe that it's fair away.
Yes.
I agree. All right. Well, thank you, DC. I love you, and we will talk
love
to you,
you
soon.
Eileen.
Thank
you,
everyone, for coming. Angel blessings.
We love you guys. Talk to you soon.